purchasing types, and adding value. Industrial purchasing covers a wide variety of needs and consumes a large percentage of total organizational costs, so it can mean the difference between profitable organizations and unprofitable ones. After looking at some types of purchases, we discuss how procurement/purchasing can add value to the organization, and then address the need for other internal functions to also add value. Types of purchases. From a manufacturing perspective, industrial organizations need to make two major types of purchases. Capital expenditures, CIPEX. When new property, plant, and equipment is needed, procurement may be involved to help screen providers using a request for quote, RFQ, process. In Europe, this process is called an invitation to tender, ITT. Capital items that production and inventory control professionals may be involved in purchasing on a medium-term basis include new equipment and information technology hardware and software. CIPEX is depreciated, reducing the value of assets over time for tax purposes and financial valuation purposes. Operational expenditures, OPEX, materials, supplies, and services. Materials that are purchased are simply called raw materials from an inventory management perspective. But these may include not only raw materials like lumber or petrochemicals, but also purchase components or subcomponents to be assembled. Finished goods may also be purchased for resale. Materials that are directly used in the products to be sold are called direct materials, while those that are needed in general are called indirect materials. Products not directly used in saleable goods are called indirect materials, or maintenance, repair, and operating, RO, supplies, or simply supplies. These include spare parts for manufacturing equipment, lubricating oils, and office supplies. Purchasing may be involved in the purchase of services, some of which may be directly applied to add value to products, such as the work of contractors who assemble products at a distribution center. These services would be considered part of direct labor. Other services may include consulting, equipment repair, or building maintenance, and these would be part of indirect labor. OPEX is expensed, absorbed in the profit and loss. P&L, also called the income statement. The distinction between direct and indirect costs is important to the value-added role of purchasing. While needed, accounting cannot directly attribute the cost of MRO supplies or services to individual units of product, so the indirect labor and material costs are put in a general category called overhead. Value-added role of procurement/purchasing. The procurement and purchasing functions are considered key areas that can strongly impact profit and loss, because materials often make up a large percentage of a manufacturing organization's total costs. Basically, there are two ways to increase profits. The first is to increase sales, and the second is to reduce costs. When sales increase, the cost of direct materials and direct labor and some overhead costs will increase proportionately. Most of the overhead will remain fixed. The costs directly related to the products sold in a period are summed to arrive at the cost of goods sold. An example here can show how cost reduction in purchasing can leverage greater profits than an equivalent increase in sales. Assume that an organization sells an item for $10 and each item sold requires direct materials that cost $5 per unit and direct labor that costs $1 per unit. Let's assume that overhead is a fixed cost of $3,000 per month and the organization currently sells 1,000 units per month, resulting in $10,000 in revenue, $10 times 1,000 units. Exhibit 5-2 shows this as the as-is state of affairs. It also shows a pair of to-be scenarios, a 10% sales per month increase versus the same sales per month with a 10% reduction in direct materials, DM, cost. Exhibit 5-2, sales increase versus cost reduction scenarios. Note that in the as-is scenario, the direct materials and direct labor per unit costs are also multiplied by the 1,000 units, while the overhead is simply a deduction. This results in gross profit, for example, profit before deducting certain other expenses, of $1,000 and a gross profit margin of 10%, gross profit divided by revenue, or $1,000 divided by $10,000. In the first to-be scenario, increasing sales by 10% per month raises units sold to 1,100 units, and this increases revenue. However, it likewise increases direct materials and direct labor costs because selling more units requires more materials and labor. Since overhead does not also increase, there is an increase in gross profit and gross profit margin. In the other to-be scenario, purchasing or manufacturing can reduce costs. If sales remain at 1,000 units per month and direct labor and overhead also don't change, just reducing the direct materials costs by 10%, from $5 per unit to $4.50 per unit, still results in a larger increase in profits and profit margin. Of course, this can also work in reverse. Any increase in manufacturing or purchasing costs will directly reduce profits. The cost reduction profit leverage concept is well understood and has shaped the conventional objectives of purchasing. But naturally, one objective is to relentlessly pursue lower costs. Unintended consequences of this goal may include trade-offs in quality, high inventory levels, and/or adversarial relationships with suppliers. To avoid these consequences, purchasing needs other functions to participate in the process.